A lie has no legs, is how the statement ends. The statement, which denounces the genocide accusation against Israel, was signed by more than 5,000 prominent leaders across entertainment, academia, and public life. Released on the eve of Rosh Hashanah by Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, the letter warns that the charge has become a dangerous vehicle for scapegoating Jews and fueling anti-Semitism around the world. Written by Yossi Klein Halevi, Rabbi Yitz Greenberg, Rabbi Micah Odenheimer, and Professor Jonathan Karp, the letter makes a succinct, compelling case against what I call the lie of the century. The prominence of the signatories signals how serious this issue has become. Like a friend said to me recently, there's nothing after genocide. Indeed, there isn't, as one can tell from the harsh language used in the letter. We, the undersigned, are outraged and sickened by the latest blood libel to be inflicted on the Jewish people, it begins. We reject this accusation with contempt. The signatories include Boris Johnson, Deborah Lipstadt, Sir Niall Ferguson, Sherry Redstone, Benny Morris, Steven Pinker, Chaim Sabin, Sherry Lansing, Simon Sabag Montefiore, Erwin Kotler, Deborah Messing, Mayim Bialik, and thousands of others. The letter concludes by urging our fellow Jews and our non-Jewish friends to treat the accusation of genocide with revulsion, quoting the ancient Hebrew proverb, "A lie has no legs." The final line distills the mission: we will not allow this lie to stand. It's as strong an effort as one can imagine, a highly credible letter endorsed by some of the most credible people on earth to debunk a libel that threatens Jews everywhere. Will it make a difference? I pray it does, but my background in branding will make me double up on my prayers. The most threatening aspect of the ubiquitous genocide accusation against Israel is not that it's a libel. It's that it has become a label. A libel is a statement. A label is an identity. A libel is what you did. A label is who you are. Labeling Jews, whether as villains or traitors or connivers, was always the goal of Jew haters. Israel helped them upgrade that label to murderers. The writers of the letter picked up on this. Already on October 8, they write, as Israel was still fighting terrorists within its border communities and hadn't yet begun burying its dead, anti-Zionists began raising the cry of genocide. In fact, Israel's enemies have been accusing it of genocide for decades. Gaza, with its easy optics of destruction that inundated social media, became their bonanza. Slapping the label of genocide on Israel was so lethally convenient it spread like a virus. Now, you hear people in the mainstream connect Israel to genocide like they connect MAGA to Trump. The libel has become a label, an especially dangerous one. As the letter says, the libel's purpose is to delegitimize Jewish self-determination and to turn the only Jewish state into the world's arch-criminal and pariah. From arch-criminal to pariah to genocide committers. If you're inclined to believe bad things about Jews and Israel, you can't get worse than the genocide label. The problem with labels, of course, is that they stick. That may be salutary with a group like the Nazis, but to nonchalantly slap that label on Israel and its supporters is criminal. The bitter irony, the letter notes, is that Israel, home to half the world's Jews, is the only country to face a sustained war of attempted genocide, from its inception in 1948 until today. Can anyone do anything to unstick this horrendous label? Something in the letter offers a ray of hope. A crucial difference between war as tragedy and war as genocide is intent. In this war, only one side intended to commit genocide, and that is Hamas. Maybe we should include that in our future efforts. Slap the label on the murderers who have earned it. We must not allow this label to stick.